Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877 DOCDALI. All right. So, yeah. All right. So China's a little ticked off. We haven't heard, I think, anything official in the last few hours, but we do know that Nancy Pelosi has touched down in Taipei and is making a 24-hour visit to Taiwan. Taiwan was really happy. I think they had a whole bunch of like signs and welcome America. They were all ecstatic. It's one of these things where did this really, really have to happen now? Now, on one end, I'm looking at Nancy Pelosi. She's in her pink pantsuit. She's coming off the plane. I think she was surrounded by some F-15s. I think we sent some military to go with her. And, you know, on the one end, pretty gutsy. All right? You know, she was threatened by China, a country of formidable force, that they were going to blow her plane out of the air. And, you know, for her to go, you know, doesn't matter. I'm going to still go and, you know, see Taiwan, and I'm not going to let America look like weenies. You know, pretty gutsy. On the flip side, is she an idiot? Did this have to happen? So, actually, I think it's neither. I don't know. I don't want to say she's an idiot, okay? Because she's, you know, she's obviously, she knows which stocks to invest in or have her husband invest in. I don't think she's an idiot. She's up for re-election. She is not going to end her career. I think she's up November 8th, right? Election? Interesting, it's November 8th, not necessarily, you know, because of the way the Tuesdays fall on. I think it's everybody is starting to look at their Quan, their social media cred, their Wikipedia page. And this is a historic trip. All right? Nobody since Newt Gingrich has gone to Asia and done the tour that she's done. Plus, why not on the tax dollars? I mean, if I got to go to Japan, if I got to go to Singapore, pretty cool. So my guess is this is a you know, kind of a greed issue. But it put America in a position that it didn't necessarily need to. Nancy Pelosi is not the diplomatic guru that, you know, she pretends to be. And showing Taiwan that we support them could have been done in a whole variety of different ways. And now we got ourselves into the situation with China, where China said, look, if you go, all right, you know, in fact, they said, we're not going to sit idly by. Let me see if I have their direct quote. They're not going to sit idly by, and I think they even said something about consequences. I don't have the exact quote from some of the military officials. If I have it, I'll let you know. But, you know, we had to then move forward. I mean, if China is threatening us, and one of our high-ranking officials in the Biden administration and in Congress now is, you know, going over there, and they're threatening, if you do, we're going to shoot your plane down. She had to go. Now, I don't know if she wanted to go. I think she would have. I think she wanted to go. I think she loves the press. I think she loves the cameras. I think this is really going to help her re-election process. Even the GOP, even, you know, GOP members of Congress are supporting her going there. Not because they want her plane shot down. Nobody wants her plane shot down. But because we got to take a stand. We do not back down to countries like China, Russia. I mean, that's not in the cards. But my problem with all of this is we got a lot going on. All right. You know, China, we are very emboldened to China. Is that the word I'm looking for? We're very dependent on them. There's been talks that they can control the Panama Canal. They've already been moving towards that. China's buying up a crap load of real estate in America. You guys know about that, where they're buying up land. Then they're selling it at a higher price to raise the comps, such that Americans can't afford it, but Chinese can afford it, and Chinese can buy it. There's a whole bunch of stuff that they're doing to manipulate our market. And most of our goods and our medications are reliant on that. I was looking for some baby aspirin the other day, made in China. So I'm not afraid of China, but we have put ourselves into a position where we are extremely dependent on China, just like Europe put themselves into a position where they're very dependent on Russia. And until we become independent with China, we might not want to do stupid where we test them. There's thousands of ways we could show our support for Taiwan, and I guess this is symbolic. China has been threatening. They want to not let Taiwan, you know, be independent. They want to, you know, their perception is Taiwan is theirs, and they're always threatening, and they're moving in troops, and you know, but for us to do this so that Nancy gets her trip, Nancy gets her Wikipedia paragraph, was, I think, very illy timed. We're not ready. Now maybe we are ready. Maybe Biden and his administration has this whole time been working on us doing more domestic manufacturing, or us managing what happens if China tries to control the Panama Canal. Maybe they've been working on it this whole time, that they go, you know what, now we're ready. All right, if China wants to go to war with us, we are ready. But I don't think they've been working on that. I don't think we are ready. So I agree, and I'll say this again. I agree with, once China made that threat, that Nancy Pelosi moved forward. But my problem is did she have to go there anyway? What is she doing there diplomatically? What is her role? How is she going to make things better? You know, I like ROI. I like to know that whatever we are painstakingly spending thousands upon thousands of taxpaying dollars on, there is going to be some gain. There's a purpose, not that there's a negative. And me as a physician, I could see how dependent we are on China for our medications. I have patients all the time saying, look, I looked this company up, made in China, made in China, made in China. Yeah, a lot of our generics are made in China. A lot, you know, we really rely, especially from the medical sector, don't even get me started on manufacturing, on China. So, I don't know. But, you know, I'm glad she made it there safe. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so I want to clarify a few things because I see the media is going about this the wrong way. And I also see many of you guys are going about your COVID the wrong way. So when President Biden, Dr. Fauci, and I think Stephen Colbert and a whole bunch of people got COVID, and then they got COVID again 2 weeks later, and they had taken Paxlovid. Well, I know Fauci and Biden did. I don't know if Stephen Colbert took Paxlovid. But when we heard that there was this rebound or this encore, what people immediately started to do was blame Paxlovid. And I'm not saying this is not a commercial or an advertisement for Paxlovid, but I want to be really honest about some things because I think we are making our COVID illness worse in a way. So Biden, from what we understand, is doing okay. Right? You know, he had COVID, was treated with Paxlovid, ended up having rebound. Media's like, well, the Paxlovid has caused him to have the rebound. Said the same thing about Fauci. People are now thinking that the Paxlovid is not a good drug. All right, I'm going to tell you something. We are using Paxlovid probably wrong. Paxlovid is fantastic. Paxlovid, I am blown away. And trust me, I will be critical of something if I need to be. And I am blown away at how people not feeling well with COVID are not going through the hell that we went through with Omicron and Delta and Alpha. This Paxlovid does work. And my evidence to that is not so much from what Pfizer gives me, but I'm licensed in 12 states. So when people are calling in and they're ill, you know, or they're, you know, gosh, man, I'm on day 10 or I'm on day 14 of COVID. And I'm like, you didn't take the Paxlovid? You weren't given that? No, I was told I wasn't at risk. I couldn't get it. Yet you have other individuals that said, you know, I took it and man, it was only a few days. It was nothing. I'm telling you, I think Paxlovid works, but I think we're doing it wrong. I think there's a lot of things we're doing wrong with COVID or any illness. The first thing that I think we need to really reevaluate is swallowing so much Tylenol and ibuprofen. When we are sick, the first thing I hear everybody do is I ran to the Tylenol and I ran to the ibuprofen. And I'm like, well, how high was your fever? I had a low-grade fever. I had a fever of 99. Well, why did you have the fever? Because I'm sick. Why is your body mounting a fever? What is the fever supposed to do? Supposed to fight the virus. Yes, it is. Now, I'm not saying you have to keep all your fevers, especially if you're going up to 104. And trust me, I have kids, and when I tried to let the fever sit for them to fight, they wouldn't eat, they wouldn't sleep, so I needed them to feel better so they'd get some fluids in and they'd get some sleep. So I do think there's therapeutic advantages to Tylenol and ibuprofen. But what the hell are you guys doing taking that for a 99-degree fever or a 100-degree fever? The reason why you have a fever is your body is trying to fight the virus. Now, I get it. You might be achy. Headache. When I had Omicron, man, the first Omicron, it gave me a bad, bad headache. Yeah, I hit the Excedrin migraine. I get that. But if you don't need the pain relief and the fever is mild, let that fever fight the infection. Maybe we are interfering with our body's immune system or the medication by pumping ourselves with so much Tylenol and Motrin. I talked to a person the other day who for 10 days was taking Tylenol and Motrin every 3 hours. I'm like, what's going on with your kidneys? What's going on with your stomach? What's going on with your liver? I go, did you get Paxlovid? No. I didn't want to go to the doctor. I didn't want to. So, you know, the virus is lasting 7, 10, 14 days. So if you're taking Paxlovid for 5, you get better right away, and then it comes back, it's because the Paxlovid is probably minimizing the amount of the virus, and then it only does so much, and it comes back. We spoke about qualitative versus quantitative yesterday. Qualitative means all you need is one. You know, if either yes or no, you either have it or you don't. Quantitative is how much. So COVID, I think, is both. Quantitatively, if you get a bigger viral load, you might get sick quicker. You might get sick more. But also qualitatively, just one little virus is enough to take hold and start things up. So if you have Paxlovid and you are minimizing your millions upon billions of viral particles down to a half a million, that's fantastic and may help with your symptoms, but the virus is still there. So everybody's like, it's Paxlovid. Paxlovid is causing you to be sick. Paxlovid is causing you to be sick. Well, we are going to entertain that theory. I have an open mind to everything. Right? But just keep in mind that the virus is usually with us for a good week or two. Now, are we making a mistake taking Paxlovid? Should we be fighting this virus without it? Now, based on my patients feeling better, based on them not spreading it and having as much viral load, I'm a fan of Paxlovid. But let's entertain that other theory. All right? What does Paxlovid do? Paxlovid is a protease inhibitor. You take two medications. One is to kind of help keep that other medicine still in your system so it doesn't metabolize as much as quickly. And it is a protease inhibitor. It prevents the enzyme cutting up proteins that the virus needs to grow. So the virus can't replicate. Now, the virus may hide out. New viruses might be. You might be getting exposed to new viruses. But for some reason, the Paxlovid preventing the viral replication seems to make people feel better, hopefully prevent them from having severe illness, hospitalization. But what if your body needed, and I'm not saying I'd rather you take the medication and fight it, but what about the theory that you let your body fight the virus the way it was trained to do? And it's this whole survival of the fittest thing. And again, I'm being devil's advocate right now. Okay, I'm saying take the medication and try to stop COVID. However, what's the other theory that we need to entertain? Will our bodies only fight COVID if our bodies have to learn to fight it? But if we're swallowing our Tylenol and our Mucinex and our, and by the way, look at all the Mucinex and the nasal medications and the cough medications. Why aren't you coughing it out? The second somebody has a cough, they're taking medicine to stop the cough. Shouldn't you be coughing the crap out? Shouldn't you be sneezing it out? Remember I told you guys when I had Omicron in January, I stood in the shower and I let that sucker run. Oh, and I peed in the shower. Everything was running. But man, I just let my nose run. And when I decided to do that, I felt better immediately the next day. Because it was getting the virus out. When you get sick, you sneeze. Why do you sneeze? Because your body wants to spray that virus out. Why do you cough? Your body's trying to get that out. Not to mention, your cough is also increasing your lung volume. So when you have to cough, it forces your body to use air to get the crap out of your lungs. Now, I'm not saying we want you to cough until you have chest pain and, you know, but, and again, we want you to get some sleep. We want you to be able to function. But I'm seeing everybody, the second they get sick, they head for the Tylenol, head for the ibuprofen or the acetaminophen, head for the ibuprofen, head for the antitussives and the decongestants and all that. And maybe we just need to sit in a room, let it drain, cough and spit and have that fever, and let our body help fight it. Paxlovid does help fight the virus. But is Tylenol fighting the virus? Tylenol is preventing your fever that is supposed to help the virus. And I'm not saying I'm anti-Tylenol. I'm a big, big fan of Tylenol, especially when I have period cramps. Hallelujah. Man. Big fan of Motrin, but, you know, think about what you're doing. And so, I'm for Paxlovid, but maybe we need to just kind of stop and look and just kind of reevaluate and go, look, you know, maybe in order for us to fight COVID, is we need to really walk through that battlefield. We need to attack it. And once we and our bodies can attack it, then all aspects of our immune system might be woken up. I think the vaccine is fine. You could take the vaccine and still do this. Because we're still getting sick. Remember I told you guys, people are like, well, I don't want to take the vaccine because then I won't build natural immunity. You will build natural immunity. I don't think the vaccine is going to hurt that because we're still getting sick with COVID despite the vaccine. But just, you know, if you don't have to take all the over-the-counter stuff, rethink that. Talk to your medical provider first, the 1-877-DOCTOR.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan has begun as the speaker arrived in Taiwan Tuesday night local time. Pelosi and her delegation disembarked from a U.S. Air Force transport plane at Songshan Airport in downtown Taipei and were greeted by Taiwan's Foreign Minister Joseph Wu and Sandra Ouderkirk, the top U.S. representative in Taiwan. California and Illinois on Monday joined New York State and the city of San Francisco in declaring a health emergency over the monkeypox outbreak. Monkeypox, which has spread to more than 70 countries, was declared a global emergency last month by the WHO. California State Senator Scott Wiener on KCRA News.
We're seeing increased cases in other counties as well, and those other counties don't have the same public health infrastructure that San Francisco and LA have, or the same resources. And so for those other counties, even a smaller number of cases can be really problematic.
USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I told you, when my grandfather came to America, he learned the language, got a citizenship, and he worked in a store. And while he was in the store, man comes up, puts a gun to his head, and robs him. Now, this was in the 1960s, when you could be robbed, and the person would go away, say thank you for the money, and leave and let you live. Nowadays, you have to assume that if somebody is going to come in with a gun, they're going to kill you. I mean, back then, you know, my grandfather was in L.A., you couldn't be armed, so he didn't have anything, you know, to protect himself. He was a sitting duck. And thank God he lived. In fact, I believe a couple years later, he was struck by a car by the woman who wrote The Rose. In the winter, far beneath the... I don't know the words, but The Rose, that song? Yeah, he lived through that too. My grandfather lived through a lot. The Holocaust, was able to escape Austria and made it to Palestine, which later became Israel. And he went through a lot, ended up dying of colon cancer very quickly. He was only in the 60s. But love my grandfather. But I got to tell you, I mean, nowadays, you need to protect yourself. You just do. And an 80-year-old business owner, Craig Cope, defended his store when armed robbers came in. This was, I believe, at about like 3 a.m., and his store is the Norco Market and Liquor in Norco. And that's not Norco. Yeah, no, there's no Norco, like, pain medication there. And a 23-year-old armed intruder entered his shop. He opened fire. He had an AR-15. Oh, no, the robber was armed with an AR-15, fled screaming that he lost his arm. Four suspects armed with guns were waiting outside, planning to rob the store, and they all had facial coverings, according to Riverside County Sheriff's Department. Security camera footage shows Cope reaching for a shotgun and firing at the first robber as he burst in. The man screamed after being hit in the shoulder and ran from the store. He said, he shot my arm off. He runs back to the black BMW SUV, and they hit the accelerator. The driver almost left one of the accomplices behind. They had to stop so the last assailant could jump into the vehicle, according to Daily Mail. Unfortunately, Cope, who's 80 years old, suffered a heart attack from all this. So he's at the hospital, from what I understand now. And store employee Marnie Tapia had told ABC 7 he was on his toes, thank God. He just prepared himself. He always prepared as far as weapons go. The suspects are now in custody. Police found them in the hospital, identifying them from the gunshot wound, because they'll ask the hospital, does anybody have, you know, are you treating any gunshot wounds? And then, yeah, so they went to the hospital to get treated. Hey, at least, you know, I got to tell you, those were good friends of the robber, because they could have been like, okay, wait a second, we're not going to get caught. There's cops all over hospitals. We're not going to, so anyway, but that... They might want to keep that under wraps because, you know, somebody getting shot, they might now hesitate to go and get medical care because then they'll be found. But three of the suspects were found inside the suspect vehicle. Police identified them as 22-year-old Inglewood resident Justin Johnson, 27-year-old L.A. resident Jamar Williams, and 24-year-old Las Vegas resident David Brodus. So the man who was shot is in critical but stable condition. And according to the Sheriff's Department, in this case, a lawfully armed member of our community prevented a violent crime and ensured their own safety while being confronted with multiple armed suspects. Cope is not going to face any charges, unlike the New York City bodega worker. Remember, he was, you know, he stabbed somebody who was attacking him, and that sadly turned into a mess where the girlfriend started stabbing him. He had multiple wounds. He was thrown in jail. Luckily, he doesn't have now charges dropped, or now his charges have been dropped. Public outrage against DA Alvin Bragg in New York charged against Jose Alba. That grew to such a level that they had to drop the charges. And, you know, that's interesting, too. One of you had brought up to me that, you know, you were happy that the bodega worker in New York, you know, was freed, but is that all it takes? Does it take everybody taking to the streets? Well, you know, here's the thing. Justice should be justice. But somebody with the video footage of him, you know, fighting in self-defense, you know, he didn't go up to a person and said, I want to mess with you. Somebody was, you know, went around the counter, went in his face, started scuffling with him, and then he grabbed a box cutter and stabbed him. You know, that was more of a slam dunk. So I don't want anybody thinking that all it took was people taking to the streets and getting all mad and you know, a media blast to get somebody out of jail. If he wasn't supposed to be in jail, then that's, then yeah, people are going to be outraged for somebody arrested when they shouldn't be. But going back to you being 80 years old, manning your store in the middle of the night, and being able to stop somebody who is three times your junior. I mean, he could be these kids' grandfather, and it's almost great grandfather, and for him to be able to stop that, you know, pretty admirable. And we're talking about gun violence, and we need to be able to protect ourselves. I think we have enough evidence that we have to protect ourselves. And I get that this is very frustrating and challenging for public officials on if somebody's purchasing a weapon, are they doing it to protect themselves or are they doing it to hurt others? I get that. There's no easy way around it. There's also no easy way around dealing with the mental illness that makes a person just decide to kill somebody. Look at that mom that strangled her kids and hung herself. You have crazy people that will kill whether they have a weapon or not. And I have a family. And when somebody broke into my house and my husband was asleep, the alarm was going off, I didn't have time to wake him. All I had time to do was grab the shotgun, get in front of my kids' rooms, cock the shotgun, and tell the guy to get the blank out. And he did. He did. He left. I wasn't killed. My kids were okay. Husband and dog had come back. Husband's like, what's going on? Huh? What? Dog's like, huh? I'm like, there was someone in the house. They got through the doggy door. You guys have seen my small little puppy, because Apollo, our bigger lab, went to the farm, because he aged out. And, when he was older, and he ended up leaving us, which was horrible because I love my Apollo. But I've been really reluctant to get a big dog again because these doggy doors are huge and people can just come right into your house. And I know you could have that alarm system where there's all those, like, lasers and things like that, but this guy got into my house and didn't care. The alarm went off. The alarm went off, and the funny thing is I don't think he wanted to kill us because I felt his presence when I was in my outdoor studio. I had an upstairs casino. This is when we had the fancier house. The recession cost us a lot of money, but when we had our fancier home, I had an upstairs casino, and that was where my studio was. And I felt somebody, and I go, God, it feels like there's someone like 6 feet. I just had that feeling, and I'm like, what are you? So he came around. He probably saw me. He could have attacked me. I didn't have my gun with me in my studio. I don't know how the hell I felt his presence. And then I think he went around, got in through the doggy door. I ran, got the gun, told him to get the hell out. They found him, and he was 6 feet tall. Crazy. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I was talking to some Gen Zs about September 11th. And a Gen Z is born between 1995 and 2010. Generation Alphas are born after 2010. The Millennials are born between 1980 and 1995. Gen X, which is me, born between 1980 back to 1965, the 65 to 80. Baby boomers, 45 to 65. Then traditionalists before 45. Although I got to tell you, a lot of baby boomers who were born in the 40s, you know, like 42, 44, you know, I get that. I have no problem calling you guys baby boomers because when people came back from war, had sex, you know, on leave, I really think some of the baby boomer generation does extend before 1945, but that's the definitions online are, you know, 45 to 60, or the definitions that have you know, always that have been. So when I speak to some Gen Zs about September 11th, you know, they see the memes, they see the pictures, they know it was horrific, but they see a lot of jokes out there with that. And they're a little confused, some of them, how this could happen, how we could allow a plane to go into our airspace and do that, how we could allow a plane to be hijacked, how we can, you know, all these years not get payback or retribution. And so the concept confuses them. Their life has always been about, like, that they may be in their remembering years. Yeah, you got to take off your shoes. You can't bring fluids on a plane. You know, we have to take off your shoes when you go through security. Fluids on a plane happened after a UK terrorist attack was thwarted, where they were going to be mixing a couple fluids of a explosive. But still, you know, they remember just, you know, going through excessive security because of September 11th. All this extra security because of September 11th. Things are different now. Things are different now. And they have a tough time comprehending. And, you know, I am still in shock. It's been 21 years. And you know, I told you how it affected me. Thank God I had no family members that died, you know, during the horrible tragedy. But I had been working at an urgent care the weeks leading up to it. And one of the ringleaders of the plane attacks walked into my urgent care, and he was sick. Took care of him. He was very different. He was cordial, but didn't crack a smile. Had the weirdest look in his eyes, but I didn't think anything of it because you see. But I remembered him until I saw him on TV. Week, 2 weeks later, I forget what time had passed, and I told my husband, I just saw that guy in urgent care. I just saw him. I just took care of him. My husband's like, no, you didn't. I go, yeah, I did. He's like, no, he was one of the men that flew a plane into the World Trade Center. I'm like, I swear I just saw him. Then I ran to the urgent care to get the notes. This was before HIPAA, of course. I walked in, and the front desk receptionist was shaking, and I go, they were here, weren't they? And she goes, yeah. I go, let me see the chart. I have to see it. I have to see it. And she's like, they took it. The FBI took it. So for me, to look a killer in the eyes before you know he was a killer, and to think I could have stopped it by maybe doing bad medicine, but who knew? Because he wasn't, I didn't know he was going to do that and go to New York and do that. But, there's just been a lot of questions. A lot of questions were like, you know, why did they come to Vegas and go to a strip club? And one of my patients was one of the people on stage. She remembers them. They just sat there, again, with that glassy look, didn't tip, just sat there and stared. You know, like they're, you know, they're going to be seeing death soon. So, you know, what happened yesterday with the announcement that Ayman al-Zawahiri was killed in a drone strike on July 31st when he was on his safe house balcony is a big milestone in this, because we're being told that all of the 9/11, so the September 11th plotters, the big ones, are now gone. So they say all of the 8 masterminds behind the September 11th terror attack have now been captured or killed by U.S. forces. Caused the deaths of nearly 3,000 people. They say the execution of Ayman al-Zawahiri marks 21 years of U.S. intelligence forces and military tirelessly hunting down those responsible for America's worst terror attack. On September 11th, 2,973 people died. Thousands injured when the two hijacked planes flew into the Twin Towers at the World Trade Center. Two other planes crashed into the west wall of the Pentagon in Northern Virginia and a farm field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Osama bin Laden plotted with al-Zawahiri, who was his number two, to carry out the violent attacks in the U.S., along with 6 other men in Afghanistan. The two terrorists reportedly met in the late 80s, when al-Zawahiri kept the Saudi millionaire safe in the caves of Afghanistan from Soviet bombardments that were common in the region. So his death is the most significant strike against al-Qaeda since the killing of bin Laden in 2011. Six other men were arrested in the years following the atrocity. Five were in Guantanamo Bay, awaiting trial. They say all the co-conspirators were put at the top of the FBI's most wanted list, forcing them to go into hiding to evade U.S. forces. So, you know, this happened on Sunday. He was sitting on the balcony in Kabul, Afghanistan, as Afghanistan now seems to be, you know, now that America's gone, they seem to be, you know, holding, they have, you know, a little bit of internal freedom. But, you know, maybe it allows us now to strike without hurting, you know, American forces. But he was 71 years old, and he was struck by the R-9X's 100-pound reinforced metal warhead and six katana-like blades. And he's from Egypt. First came on authorities' radars in the 90s, shortly after the formation of a terror group in 1988 by bin Laden. And so, you know, his story is you know, sadly one that, you know, seems to mirror, those that, have a career of being somebody who wants to cause terror, wants to, you know, cause death. And you know, him being gone is a huge move. Why did it take so long? Well, I mean, you know, it's... you know, we watch movies and we see Americans, you know, or we'll see somebody like that councilwoman that hit that person on a bike and then drove off. Okay, when there's CCTV cameras and there's, you know, other sorts of security cameras and there's GPS and all sorts of other things going on, there's ways to be tracked. But when you have people that have no problem not being around tech, they can go for a good period of time. And, you know, you're looking at desert communities, you're looking at, you know, very poor tech areas that some of these places have. And, you know, and it sounds like somebody, tipped, the government off. Now that could sadly cause a lot of, you know, now innocent people to be rounded up and see what and sadly that could cause some consequences, you know, in Afghanistan for anybody that they feel, you know, told the U.S. on them. But, you know, I'm glad if we got all eight either arrested or killed, I'm glad we did. It's been 21 years since one of the most horrific attacks, you know, that Pearl Harbor, you know, we needed to, you know, just like, you know, Holocaust hunters, just like, you know, finding the Nazi hunters, you know, you need that closure. 1-877-DEATH-VALLEY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.